Right now we bring to these microphones David Wilder. He is the spokesperson for the oldest Jewish community in the history of the world, dating back some 4,000 years ago, when Father Abraham came into a place called Hebron. Now, you may pronounce it Hebron, H-E-B-R-O-N. The B has a V sound in Hebrew. Hebron is located about 40 miles southwest of Jerusalem. Something is happening in that part of the world. We often talk with David, haven't done that in quite a while. But David, I understand, now you can tell me all the details, but I understand a Jewish couple was able to purchase a apartment, I think it is, right next to Machpelah Cave. First of all, tell me, and those listening to this conversation, I know, but I want them to understand from your mouth what Machpelah Cave is all about, and then talk to me about this new purchased apartment.
Well, the Caves of Machpelah is mentioned, of course, in the Bible. It's a cave that Abraham purchased almost 4,000 years ago to bury his wife Sarah. And all of the patriarchs and matriarchs, excepting Rachel, are buried there. Abraham and Sarah and Jacob and Leah and Rebecca and Isaac were all buried there. It's a building on top of those caves that's 2,000 years old. It was built by Herod when he was king of Judea. It's a very, very important place, a very significant place, second holiest place to the Jewish people in all the world. And last year, Jimmy, we had almost 700,000 people that visited there. So we're seeing the numbers just continue to climb. Now, the new building is actually very close to Machpelah. People were able to purchase an entire building that has a number of apartments inside, and people did move in actually two nights ago. And of course, the security force immediately pounced, and they wanted to see all the documents, and the Arabs started complaining and this and that and everything else. But the people are still there, and we're hoping that they'll stay there. With transactions like this, you never know exactly how people in the government are going to react. The defense minister, Ehud Barak, doesn't like the fact we're in Hebron at all, and of course, any kind of expansion he doesn't take kindly to. The prime minister thinks a little bit differently, we think, and we're waiting to see. We've been told that basically the continued presence there will be dependent on a political decision. Of course, the documents are being examined under the finest of microscopes that that the police can possibly dig up. But the deal was done the right way. The building was purchased, and there's documented proof of that. And so we're hoping that we'll be able to stay there. This is very, very important, and it's a breakthrough. It's also very nice being so close to the Machpelah Caves. And we hope that this will only be the first in a series of new purchases here in Hebron.
I'm sure that is going to be the case, the way you people there in the Hebron area have such a desire to be at this very sacred piece of real estate. By the way, the purchase by Abraham of this cave to bury his wife and then the patriarchs being buried there is the book of Genesis chapter 23. You might want to read through that sometime. Now, you say you purchased it. You purchased it from an Arab owner. Is that the case?
Yes, Jimmy. Of course, it was purchased from an Arab. It's very, very difficult. These transactions are extremely complicated for any number of reasons. First and foremost, Arabs that sell property to Jews, according to PA law, Palestinian Authority law, ought to be summarily executed. They kill them. It's a capital crime. Mm. So in order to purchase, you have to find somebody who has a lot of guts and is very brave. You usually don't work directly. Many times the original owner of the house doesn't even know who he's selling it to. They work through middlemen. And it's very complicated. It's also complicated because property purchases and transactions have to also go through the Palestinian Authority, and of course they're not going to okay anything, so it has to be done in such a way that they don't know what's going on, sometimes you can have a building that all of a sudden you have a number of people pop up and say that they own it, or they own part of it, or they own a room in it, or they own. So it's a very, very complicated kind of thing, but it is possible, and as we've seen in the past, it is possible to purchase property, as has been done now. The greatest risk is always, of course, the political issues. The defense minister can claim that there's a security problem, but there is or there isn't. and expel the people from the house. We've seen that happen before. We're hoping this time that that won't happen, and that the people who legally did purchase the building will be able to stay there.
Let me ask you, and let's just try to describe this situation for our listeners a bit better. Forgetting Kiryat Arba, which is a group of Jewish people living right there in the Hebron area, but in Hebron itself, you have, what, about 700 or 800 Jewish people living there?
In the city of Hebron itself today, there are four Jewish neighborhoods with altogether about 90 Jewish families. There are over 300 children here. There's a yeshiva, a Torah academy, a Torah school with about, 250, 300 guys there. Altogether in the city today, there are about 850 Jews.
Then how many Palestinians would be living in Hebron itself, the area that we're looking at?
Well, we have to distinguish, because Hebron was divided into two parts back in 1997. The area where we live today, it's under Israeli security control. We're talking about 850 Jews. It's very difficult to pull out a real number of how many Arabs are living here. There are all sorts of numbers that float around, and I really don't have exact figures that I can say I know are accurate. My gut feeling is that today there are probably, I don't know, maybe 5,000. Altogether in Hebron, there are probably in the entire city, including the side that was abandoned, transferred to the Arabs, is today you've got probably about 110, 120,000.
Wow. And so this group of Jews right there in Hebron, the second most sacred piece of real estate in all of Judaism, is a group of Jews surrounded by Arabs, and most of them, I think, with a philosophy that of Hamas or Islamic Jihad, etc. Do you think you're going to be able to keep the place?
Well, for sure. I mean, you know, sometimes you got to go to court. You know, it's very interesting because what you said is very true. You know, we are surrounded, but the truth is that's the way the state of Israel is. Israel today is a state with 6 million Jews. We're surrounded by, I don't know, close to a billion Arabs. And they don't want us in Israel any more than the Arabs here in Hebron want us here in Hebron. But we've managed to overcome those problems in the past, and we're going to overcome them here. And one of the ways to overcome them is to go out and continue to buy property, to continue to buy buildings, to bring in more people. And we do know that there are risks involved. However, you don't have any choice. You know, you have to go forward. And sometimes you stumble and they push you back, but then you get up and you just, you know, keep going, pushing yourself, you know, forward again. And what will happen with this particular building, look, I learned a long time ago not to make prophecies here. I still haven't been given the gift of prophecy.
Yeah.
And so my guess is, you know, about as good as yours. But we certainly, we do have hopes that we will continue to be there. The fact that we're still there now, going to the Sabbath, you know, you never know. But we're very much hoping that that we'll continue to be there. And if, God forbid, something does happen where they throw us out, then we'll go to court, and we'll eventually get the building back again.
Yeah, and ultimately, you're going to have that piece of real estate forever. That's what God's Word also says. That was a promise to Abraham there in the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis as well. Well, David, thank you so very much for being available to give us the latest information there. We'll stay on top of the story with you. But Godspeed with you as you're there, and we'll talk again down the line.
Thanks, Jimmy. Always good to talk to you.